In 1963, British actor Peter Sellers created a character that became his signature role, a bumbling French gendarme who blunders his way through the investigation into the theft of a fabulous rose-hued diamond called the Pink Panther. Well, the jewel's been heisted again, and only one investigator is up to the task of solving the crime.
Officer Jacques Clouseau, gendarme, third class.
This time it's Steve Martin as Clouseau, and the American comic actor acknowledges his version is inspired by the Peter Sellers original.
Certainly it's a total inspiration. You think about it at first, and then you don't think about it anymore. You realize, this feels new. It's almost an intellectual issue that once you start... Once you're making the movie, you burrow down and you make the movie. And you can't be thinking about the gods of comedy above you.
I intend to show the world exactly who I am and what I can do.
Never mind.
You know, the Marx Brothers, in the Marx Brothers, you would see them being insane. And all the other characters didn't notice. They thought it was normal behavior. And that's kind of what happens in the Pink Panther, too. This big, big behavior, and all the other people don't notice. Or if they notice, they're not going, what?
Something amusing.
I find your accent quite funny.
What?
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 I don't have time for this. I have to serve a murder.
Martin's ridiculous faux French accent is also a tribute to the Sellers original, and co-star Jean Reno, who only has to listen to himself to hear a genuine French accent, says the point is parody.
Clouseau has to have something, an accent completely crazy. Because it is part of the character, it's part completely of the Inspector Clouseau. If you imagine with a real accent like mine, it is not funny, in fact. And it has to be in caricature to make fun out of the French.
I am going to be frank. Since you are only a detective second class, your senses may not be as sharp as my own. And as I do not want a partner who makes me duller, I have come up with a plan to keep you as sharp as possible.
And what is that?
Intermittently, and without warning, I will attack you whenever and wherever it is least expected. In this way, I will keep you vigilant and alert. Agreed?
Yes.
Good one.
Thank you.
Popular singer Beyoncé Knowles is also in the cast, playing a popular singer. The Grammy winner made her film debut in the spy spoof Austin Powers, but Knowles says she understands her place in the comedies.
I've been very, very fortunate, and I would have never told you I would be in a comedy at all. Thank God I'm able to play the straight person, because I can never be the comedian. But Steve is very professional and... like within an instant switches into that accent and that craziness that I just couldn't resist wanting to laugh at.
The Pink Panther also features respected English actress Emily Mortimer, who admits this style of comedy frightens her.
The potential for embarrassment is so enormous. You know, I don't think there's anything more embarrassing than trying to tell a joke or be funny on film and failing and no one laughing. I mean, that just the thought of that was just so mortifying that I managed to terrify myself witless in anticipation of this job. And luckily, for me, really, the comic moments were the physical ones, and I didn't have much verbal comedy, and I just tried to keep the character as real and as sort of simple as possible in the moments when I was talking, and then when I was called upon to do the physical gags, just go for it and just let myself go and be as silly and stupid and ridiculous as I could possibly be and just hope for the best.
Almost nothing's too dumb.
Martin, who also co-wrote the script, says test screenings showed silly slapstick physical humor is just what the audience expects in a Pink Panther comedy.
Some of it is dumb. You know, I like scenes that are, the physical scenes that are actually clever. I think that's what keeps a physical scene going, is it's moving from one little place to another, and it has a logic to it, rather than just bonking your head.
Don't you find it a bit of a coincidence that the body fell perfectly within the chalk outline on the floor?
I think they drew the chalk outline later.
Ah! We are dealing with some kind of... mastermind.
The Pink Panther also features Oscar winner Kevin Kline as Clouseau's boss, Inspector Dreyfus, the character played by Herbert Lom in the original films, and there are cameos by, among others, English actors Clive Owen and Jason Statham. The film is directed by Sean Levy, who also made the comedy remake Cheaper by the Dozen with Steve Martin, And the title is not the only reminder of the original Panther films. This new version also uses the instantly recognizable theme music composed for the first one by the late Henry Mancini. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.